Welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host, officially Darrell Johnson. Now, this episode right here is going to be called You Cannot Win Being Two People. You can't win being two people. Okay? This little theory that I had about being two people was like really interesting for me. You know, I think that this is how I quit my job. You know, because I realized that I was being two people at one time, you know, and it was like difficult. You know, it was just like, how do I be this? How am I this businessman? You know, this businessman that always expresses himself, that has deep knowledge on things. I do research. I stay up late nights. I'm very passionate, very active in this entrepreneurial thing that I do. I'm very active in it. But it was this other person that would just wake up, put my uniform on, go to work, take orders, get off when people tell me to get off. I'm like, why am I being two people? You know, like, is that hurting me? You know, and I just thought to make a podcast about that, because I'm not even saying that it's entrepreneurs or anybody on this podcast that has a job and they're the same as me. But I'm making this podcast because just in case you do see something in yourself where you're like, I'm being two people at one time. It's not smart to do that, because I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't know which side of you is better. You know, like, you don't know whether you're thriving at being the employee or you're thriving at being the owner. And what I realized about myself was I thrive more at being the owner. I thrive more at being the personal brand, the entrepreneur. I didn't really thrive at being an employee. You know, I was always showing up late to work. It was days where I would just call off for no reason. I wasn't motivated to do the work. And it was just like, you know, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep being two people at one time, you know. And just like with me, I know you guys would see me go on social media a lot and express myself. And y'all would see me express myself like about things that maybe other people just really don't say. You know, I express myself very passionately, and I do that on purpose. But I'm just like, dude, like, I wouldn't show y'all the side of me just going to work and taking orders and doing what my boss would tell me to do. I wouldn't show that side to y'all. So I honestly thought that I was being fake. You know, I thought that I was just being this fake person. Like, I can't do this. I can't keep acting like I'm just this active businessman when I got a job. I can't do that, you know. And that was just personally me. And I personally feel like a lot of you guys need to stop being two people. Okay, you have to choose today whether you're going to be a businessman, a businesswoman, or you're going to be an employee. And I don't know what this implies to you. You know, like, it doesn't necessarily have to imply in business. It can apply in other things in life. But you need to stop being two people. You need to stop showing the world one side of you when you know that you're being two people. You know, and you guys now on Instagram are just seeing one person. Like, the person that I post in my stories, what I talk about, that's me all day now. You know, I'm like that every single day. I'm like that with my family. I'm like that with my friends. I'm like that with anybody that I meet, when I get on the phone with them. I'm like that. That's me now. You know, I'm not like this person that just like will speak so passionately about business and then I hop back off and then I go to my job and I'm taking orders and I'm not mentioning anything about business to nobody. I'm just taking orders. You know, I'm doing stuff for their customers. So I had to get out of that. I had to get out of being two people at one time. And what I realized about just being one person solidly, you know, you being in your, that one mindset, that one, you know, that one passion, you know, it actually helps you, man, to look at yourself in the mirror and honestly say, okay, I know what I want to do now. You know, I don't need to stay up late nights just thinking like, what am I doing, how do I do this? You know, when you're being two people at one time, you have to like maneuver yourself. Like, you have to switch up all the time, like, and that involves anxiety, you know, because you don't know what's working for you. You don't know whether getting a check is working for you at a job. You don't know whether selling your product is working for you. You don't know. You don't know what's actually working for you. You don't know what's actually working for your success. So when you get rid of this other person that you're being and you decide to just be one solid person, one solid mindset, you actually know what's working for you and what's not working for you. And you know, and you, now you can start to delete things out of your life that you don't want. But when you, when you're being two people, it's like, it's so much baggage that comes with that. You know, for instance, like when you go to work, so let's say if you was an entrepreneur and you had a job. Okay, well, being an entrepreneur, you're thriving. You're selling your product. You're taking care of your customers. You're doing everything good on that end. But when you go to work, they're telling you, oh, you're late. Oh, well, you didn't do this right. You didn't clean that right. Oh, well, you took your break late. So now it's like you're stuck in between. Like, hey, am I a good person? Was this a good day or was this a bad day? You know, you don't know, because you're going off of, you're playing two people at the same time. It should either be, I had a good day today or I had a bad day today. It should not be, oh, well, I had a good day in my business. Everything was good. I'm becoming successful. But then I have somebody in my ear telling me that I'm doing bad. That's not good for you, man. That it causes a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And you guys need to get rid of that for health purposes. You don't need that in your life. You don't need to be around negative people just because you're trying to get a check. You don't need to do that. Now, if you just want a job and you honestly feel like my job makes me happy, my job provides for me, the people at my job are making me they're making me a better person, then go ahead, you know, work that job all you want to. But from what I know, and from what I've known at 9 to 5s is when I get to work, I hear all of these people talking about their problems, talking about why they don't like their job, what they hate about their boss, what they hate about their manager. They hate it. So this podcast is created right now for you to stop being two people, you know, for you to just live in one being, for you not to compromise, for you not to sell out just to get some money, for you not to change up your character just to get some money. And that's what I was doing. I was changing up my character all the time. You know, it's so weird to me now. Like, it's from people that actually work with me at my job, and I know it's so crazy for them to like, I haven't had a job in about 7 or 8 months, but I know it's crazy for them to go on my Instagram and see that I have 30,000 followers and I'm actually passionate about entrepreneurship. I know it's crazy because I wouldn't speak about that at work. I would speak about it, but I wouldn't speak about it the way that I do when I'm outside of work. I know it's crazy for them to just look at me and be like, damn, that's Darrell. You know, and you cannot have that. Like, you want people to just be like, oh, I know Darrell. I know him. You want people to see you in your full form. And if you know your full form is not putting on a uniform and taking orders from a manager and getting fired and putting in applications and doing interviews, if you know that that's not you, then quit. Quit. Because you only have one life. And that's why I'm telling you, you only have one life, so you only need to be one person. You don't have two lives. Okay, if you had two lives, maybe you can get away with it. Maybe you can go this whole life being two people and then try to do it correctly the next time. But from what I know, you only have one life. So please stop being two people. Start trying to be one person, one mindset. And it's going to take some time. I'm not telling you guys. I never encourage people to just like do what I did and just like quit without no money in their pockets. I've never encouraged you to do that because I don't know what you have going on financially as far as bills. But I will tell you to start making your exit route. Start coming up with a plan. Stop spending so much time on your off days with other people and tending to other people, and start tending to your responsibilities of getting out of your job, of getting out of this person that you're trying to be on the side. Give all of your time to yourself, okay? Give all of your time to yourself. I'm not telling you not to have fun, but you're in this life, you may have to stop having fun so much just so you can start to realize what you really want to do. Because when you're having fun too much, the thing about fun is that it doesn't last. You'll have fun for about 2 or 3 hours, but then you'll be back to reality. So yeah, while fun is important, while, you know, spending time with your loved ones is important, it's also important that you figure out who you are so you can stop being two people at one time. Because that does cause too much anxiety in the brain.
It causes too much. It's like, what am I doing? Am I a businessman? Am I an employee? What am I? You know, am I a motivational person or am I a negative person? What are you? So thank you guys for tuning into this podcast. And I hope that this has touched somebody out there. Somebody. Because I'm speaking to you right now. I'm not speaking to myself. I never speak to myself. This podcast was made for me to talk to somebody. So I hope that I'm talking to you right now. Okay? I may not know your name, but if this has touched you in any way, DM me. You know, I respond to every DM I get. I don't see how people just have brands and businesses and they don't talk to the people that they're doing business with. I'll let people call me on the phone. Okay? But let me know if this podcast has touched you and start trying to just be one person and have one mindset each day. And I promise you'll live the rest of your life doing the things that you actually want to do. You'll create the things that you actually want to create. You'll have one mood. You won't have six or seven moods. You'll have one mood. You'll have one expression. So take this advice from me today. Stop being two people. Stop being a person for them and a person for you. Start being a person for just you. Okay, be the person for you. I'm not telling you that you cannot help other people. I'm not telling you that you cannot focus on other people. But if you're going to focus on other people and help other people, that better be you. If you're going to work that job, that better be something that you're passionate at. That better be something that's actually helping your life and helping you go to sleep at night and be motivated and be inspired to do the things that you want to do. But if it's not helping you, if those people are not helping you, stop being two people with them. Start being one person, okay? If you know that you're a positive person, stop being a positive person and a negative person. If you know that you're this person that's energized, stop being this energized person and then you want to be a lazy person. Stop doing that. You know, and it's going to require you to get rid of some things in your life. It's going to take some sacrifices. But I'm telling you right now, I'm making those sacrifices right now to this day. It's still things that I have to clean up because this other person that I was trying to be still messes with me to this day. It's constantly telling me like, hey, Darrell, your money is low. You may want to go get a job. No, bro, that's not me. Stop. No, stop trying to do that. You know, I'm one person. Okay. If I'm struggling financially, I need to handle this in the business and entrepreneurial way, because that is me. That is who I am. I'm not going to be two people. I'm not going to be a worker. Now, all of a sudden, since my a bill just popped up, I want to go get a job. Now I want to go take orders when I know that that's not me. No. I'm not doing it. And I hope that you don't do that as well. I'll see you on the next podcast.